Hey everyone, this is Susan Crawford. How are you today? If I ask every single one of you this as I walk by, most of you are going to say, good. Or perhaps when you heard me even say that, you thought, I'm good, in your own mind. Do you know that when I ask anyone how their day is going, I am actually interested in how your day is going? I hear it all day outside my office. People say, how are you? I'm good. Fabulous. Never better. I think that everyone is busy, and not everyone has the time to ask or answer all of life's problems. But I think it is important for you to understand it is perfectly okay to not be okay. Life is going to give you these challenges daily, and when given the opportunity to have an obstacle, it should be treated exactly as such. A point in time when there are things in your way which give the illusion of a barrier, but these barriers are only, in fact, mirages. They are a trick of the eye to make you believe that you are stuck in one place with no way out. This is what you call perspective. How are you looking at this barrier, this mirage of sorts? There's a verse in the Bible that says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." That's Jeremiah 29:11. In fact, this is proof that the barrier is not there. It is a challenge to be completed and overcome. The wall should be an opportunity to learn, reach out, listen to God and people whom you trust to give you advice on exactly which way to go. When faced with a challenge, God is not trying to divert you or make you suffer. This is a moment in time when you need to look upon yourself and consider how you're going to get through it, even if it is difficult. And when times get so exhausting, it truly cannot be a task that will be accomplished. But it very well can be. It is your perspective that is making it difficult. You need to assess the situation, breathe, reconsider different options, ask for advice from family, Charlotte Rescue Mission teams, or your God, most importantly, to guide you through. When someone asks you, how are you doing today? Remember to say, I have a few challenges to face, but I'm going to get through it. And make sure you smile when saying it, because you are given a gift of opportunity to succeed today. It's not going to be easy. And honestly, most of the time I could go home, put a movie on, zone out, but I don't. You will never be given a job that you can't handle, and you are not only going to devour the job or a task or emotion, but you're going to do it with integrity and grace. Make sure you persevere through the moment with the understanding that you will have the support of God and know that when you come out on the other side, you are finally going to see His plans of hope and a future for you. So now I ask, how are you today? I can guarantee that the dialogue in your mind is completely different, that either you are saying good or never better, because possibly you already achieved a goal today, or you may be saying, I have a lot of work to get through today. It is frustrating, but I am going to do it. And it is all right to not have an exclamation point at the end of that sentence. It is not always exciting or exhilarating, but it is a moment to learn, knowing that God has a plan for you and the mirage is filled with hope. Do not look for a sign, but create one in your own time. God will hold you when it gets tough, but do not forget to use your own understanding of what the challenges are that you face. Lean on your team, your family, close friends, listen to what they say, and bravely face what is in front of you today. So go on. Have a great day being blessed with a challenge that can be overcome, having the sun in your face and the wind on your back, even when facing the wall.